Practice 1, Part 2, Page 8. Access to information from spoken texts. Capoeira, self-defense in disguise.
Thank you for inviting me here today to speak about a sport which has become very popular today in Israel, capoeira. Capoeira was started by African slaves in Brazil about 400 years ago. These slaves wanted to practice fighting techniques, but, of course, the slave owners wouldn't let them. So the fighting was practiced in a way that made it look more like a dance. In this way, they didn't have to worry about being caught and punished. As a result, capoeira is quite different than other self-defense sports. In order to disguise what they were really doing, the slaves practiced their fighting inside a human circle. In other words, all the people stood in a circle around the two fighters while they practiced. Singing and playing musical instruments added to the camouflage. Even after slavery had ended, capoeira continued to be used by street fighters and gangs consisting of ex-slaves. Since it was used basically either for anti-government activities or by criminals, the Brazilian government passed a law in the late 1800s making it illegal. In spite of this, capoeira never completely died out and was never forgotten. In the late 1930s, the law was changed and schools for capoeira began to open in Brazil. Today, capoeira is still practiced in the same way. The capoeiristas stand in a circle, singing and playing music. Two players at a time enter the circle, called a roda, and fight. Although capoeira began 4 centuries ago, it has only recently caught on in Israel. Begun by a few people who had seen this sport when they travelled in Brazil, interest in the sport has grown. There are now many groups in Israel studying one of a variety of styles of capoeira. Because capoeira is a martial art which doesn't focus on destroying one's opponent, but focuses instead on demonstrating superior skill, it requires many talents, such as cunning, as well as athletic ability. In addition, to master this sport, you need to sing, play a musical instrument, do acrobatics, and even learn another language, Portuguese. All of the songs and the technical words are in this language. As you can see, capoeira may be a self-defense sport, but it is also much more. Not long ago, I went to a capoeira festival. This festival, called a butizudo, is a special day for students of this sport. If they are at the end of their first year of studies, it is at this ceremony that they get their first belt. Other, more experienced students might also get a belt, but for them, it is an exchange, a troco de corda. They exchange the belt they already have for the belt of the next colour or colours. In capoeira, the belts progress in colour from green to yellow to blue to white, the colours corresponding to the colours on the Brazilian flag. Being at one of these ceremonies is a great experience. The beat of the music, the rhythmic movements of the players, and the warm atmosphere make it an experience not to be missed. Thank you for inviting me to speak to you today. I hope I have helped you learn some new and interesting information about the fascinating sport of capoeira.